So good evening, everybody. This is the Shining Light Talk for August the 2nd. And tonight's topic is how to fast track and be able to just get past all how to fast track everything. So what I mean by everything is really spiritually, how do we do that? The reason why I thought of this is that I was at a meeting, meditation meeting, and I actually was getting lots of downloads about what each person in the meeting is needing in terms of processing and be able to grow faster in their knowledge of who they are and all that. And so that gave me the idea is that maybe I can think of what are some of the fast track ways that I have come across myself, so that, you know, just to share with all of you, so that you would know if you want to get to the next level of who or you want to be, of knowing, getting to know yourself, and also to fully wake up to who you are. So I just want to start by repeating something that I think you all know. However, it's still worth repeating, that we are all infinite beings. And I just want all of you to start by considering these words fully. We are all infinite beings. I am an infinite being, and you are. Each of you are an infinite being. Now, even though I know these words are true, absolutely true, I believe in them. There is no doubt in my mind. And I still know that as I speak these words with full conviction, yet I actually do not consciously comprehend the full extent of how infinite I am at this moment, because I know that no matter how infinite I think I am, I'm actually more than that, that we are actually all infinitely powerful. And so power is actually something that we each have to deal with. And the first, I would say, fast track or first hack that I want to talk about is actually to be in your heart. That is something that I started doing a while back when I took a course from one of Junvalo Melchizedek's fellow teacher, and Daniel is his name, and he actually just taught and took me in experiencing what being in my heart actually is. And even though I didn't know the full extent of how powerful and meaningful that is, I knew instinctively that, oh, okay, that's a really good feeling. So I want to go back to being in my heart more and more, because I'm a very heady person. I like to think too much. A good period of my time, majority of my life, I've been in my head so much that I don't even realize that I'm in my head. I always think, oh, this is the way it is, and I didn't know that there's a difference, a very big difference. When you're in your head, there's a conversation, whereas when you go into your heart, the conversation is completely different. It's very, very different. And now when I start to feel fear and any kind of, you know, just disapproving of myself, that for me is a clue that I am in my head too much. So I need to consciously go back into my heart. So the first shortcut that I would like to share with you is being in your heart. Now, what does, how do you be in your heart? A very simple way is to start to imagine shifting your focus from your head, because usually when we think, because most of us are very visual people, so we see and we think and we hear all that is in the head. So all the senses, we process our senses from the head. So that's why being in our head is such a natural way of being for us. So when you want to go to your heart, the easiest for myself anyways is to actually go into meditation and just imagine that you're in an elevator, and you just when you get into the elevator, you are in your head, so that's the top floor, let's say. And then you just look for the button that says heart. And just imagine seeing that button, and you press it, and then you start to see the you know, when you go down an elevator, you see it goes from top floor, which maybe the 10th floor, let's say, and then it goes from to 9, 8, 7, and so on, all the way until it gets to your heart. So that's a very simple imagination that you can do. And when you feel the focus that's in your heart, then start to feel how different that is. So that's an easy way of starting to be in your heart. And at first, it will be different, because when you're in your head, words comes very easily, whereas in your heart, you don't hear as many words. So there's that silencing, and then also you feel more. You are much more in touch with your emotional body. And I know for some that may be scary. So the next shortcut is to start healing your emotional body. It's really important, because when you go into your heart, you pay attention to it, all the emotions will start to come up. It's just very natural, because when you are no longer in your head, the internal dialogue stops, then you naturally becomes more connected to your body, and your body process emotions. It knows how to process emotion. It's just that most of the time we rely on our thinking too much, that we don't pay attention to what's happening in our body. And so that's why it's very easy to get disconnected from what our emotional body is trying to tell us. So healing your emotional body would be the next step. Very simple. You just have to pay attention to what emotions is coming up. And I know it may be scary. Emotions comes up, you don't know what to do with it. But the beauty is, you don't have to do anything. You just have to allow the emotions to come up and have no judgment. Sadness may come up, anger may come up. However, you don't judge whether anger is good or bad. You don't judge whether the sadness is good or bad. It is just an emotion. So let it come up. When it comes up, you may have a certain feeling about it. Just remember to not label, not use any judgment on it. You only suffer and become, you only suffer and go through a hard time when you judge the emotions. So when you put the judgment aside and just let the emotions go through your body, let that energy go through your body, it will come up, it will get bigger and bigger and bigger. However, if you have no judgment of whether certain things that comes up is good or bad, it will just come up and then go away and be released. It's only when we judge it, we try to push it back down. We don't want to know about that, because there will be stories that comes up with it. However, when you suspend judgment, when you just pay attention to the emotions that come up, then the stories does not get attached to it. If you think about it, it's only when we have stories and we have judgment, that's when we actually suffer through the emotions body. However, if we just let it come up and let it go, and don't try to follow the story or put our own judgment on it, then emotions, once it's out, then your emotional body will start to get clearer and clearer. And the next time you connect with your emotional body, there may still be emotions coming out, but they will be very different and transformed. And the more you get connected and process your emotions this way, actually you become clearer and clearer, and the emotions will actually just because you're so good at processing it, that it actually becomes easier and you will start to feel happier. So processing your emotional body is the next big thing, I would say, a shortcut that you can do. Now, when I say shortcut, it doesn't mean that it is short in time. Short, it makes something emotional that goes through your body. It may take an hour, it may take a few hours. However, once it's passed through your body, though, once it's processed, it doesn't come back. There may be other emotions coming up, but it's new emotions that you just happen to have been in to experience them more recently. The old emotions are done with. So, and then the third shortcut that I can share with all of you is really getting out of karmic cycles. What do I mean by karmic cycles? I remember I met somebody, and immediately when I met him, there is this knowing. I don't know how I know, I just know that, oh, I know this person. Even though that was the first time I ever saw him physically, I just know, because I've met enough of these incidences, these people, that by the time I met him 2 years ago, I know, okay, here we go again. So it's a cycle. So I know that there's a certain part that we play for each other. And when I met him, the memories start to come back to me as, I met him in Egypt, and he was actually, he was one of my assistant. So we have this different dynamics that we play out for each other, and it's a karmic cycle. So when I meet him this time, I just made a decision that, okay, thank you for the experiences. He's a beautiful being, and he's doing the best he can. However, I'm just not interested in getting involved in this karmic cycles anymore. So I made the decision is, thank you very much, I'm out. So this time I'm going to sit this one out. And he can... If he wants to act out the same dynamic, he'll have to find someone else. I'm just not interested. So that's how you can actually get out of karmic cycles. And I remember having met a girlfriend of mine told me a while ago that she's kind of divorced now. But before the divorce, this is about 5 years ago, and she told me that she remember having this kind of karmic cycle with her ex, well, at the time still her husband, is that there was one time he was he was the man, and then she was a kind of a second wife or somebody that is not his wife. So they always have this husband-wife relationship or husband and wife-like relationship, but it never quite worked out. So somehow they have this karmic dance over and over and over again. And so this time around, they actually got married, whereas there were some previous lifetimes that they never did get married. So they were trying to play this role for each other for whatever reasons, for their own soul's learning. So this is what I mean by karmic cycles. And when you start to recognize the cycle, so the cycle does not have to be something bad. It could be something good as well. For example, sometimes I remember my relationship with my mother is there were other lifetimes when she was my mother, and then there were other lifetimes where I was the parent and she was the child. So this cycle is like, okay, we've been playing and rehashing this kind of authority and power dynamics. So when I finally got present, that's what the dynamic is about. And I said, okay, I'm done with the cycle, so I'm not interested anymore. So I kind of don't play this role. So when one of the person decided that they're done with the cycle, and they start to consciously choose not to play the game anymore, then even though my mom is still into playing that game, I don't engage with her anymore. I'm not saying that I'm not going to be her daughter anymore. It's just that when she tries to, I would say, bait me to have this power struggle with me, I don't react anymore. If she wants to say anything, I don't react. If I feel that I need to, I'm angry at something that she said to me, then I just go and process it. But I don't react in the same way that I normally react. In previous times that she has said similar things to me. So that's what I mean by getting out of karmic cycles. So you may or may not be aware that the people around you, you have certain dynamics set up. And however, when you become conscious and be aware of the karmic relationships, all you have to do is just make a choice, choose to get out of this karmic relationship, and it's a choice. And that's what I'm trying to say. And then the fourth shortcut, which is I just have to kind of explain this a little bit. This reality, this whole society is it's an agreement that most of us agree that, okay, a tree looks a certain way. Most of us agree that a brick looks a certain way. A dog needs to look a certain way. So it's an agreed reality. It's a shared reality. However, that doesn't mean that we all see exactly and feel exactly the same way. We actually each recreate reality ourselves. So when we were born, we have parents. And we, from our parents, we were all taught a set of beliefs. And so the most, I would say, important way to get the shortcut to really get to know who you really are and to experience and get back to being the infinite being that you are, the most important thing you can do is start to let go of all these societal programs. For example, having parents is a program. It doesn't have to be that way, because there are many different options that you can come on Earth and have an experience as a human being nowadays. I mean, in previous, maybe about 50 or 100 years ago, there may not be as many options, whereas now there's a lot of options. You don't have to go through the birth canal in order to come to planet Earth and have a human experience. You can actually decide to be a walk-in and be able to walk into someone else's body. Someone else's body is still healthy, whereas the soul is like, okay, I have enough of this experience. So all you have to do is make a certain agreement with that. So it's okay, so you are done. However, I am interested in your body and the circumstances that is already set up there. I like to have that experience. So that's another option. So then when you become aware that there are different options of what reality means for you, you can start to create the reality and really choose the reality that you want. And we all have that capacity to create reality. And you may not believe me right now, but actually you have a lot more influence on how a tree, let's say, may be able to look. Right now, the tree look the way they are. It's because we all agree that that's what it should look like. However, if we all become more creative, we can actually create a different reality where a tree can have more varieties. And actually, if you go from different continents, the trees are, if you notice, the trees are actually there are a lot more variety. For example, I've been to the Amazon, and there are some trees there that you don't see in North America. So there's actually a wide range of reality that we can start to choose. For example, government. We all have, we live under the government, and it's the way it is. We all kind of believe that that's the way it is. However, no, it's not actually. It's just that the government is the way it is. The two-party system, the way it is actually not cast in stone. One day that will change, because our consciousness is changing. The two-party system no longer serves us. So that's actually something that I'm quite sure is going to change in the future. And the role of government is going to also change. How it's going to change and how quickly that's going to change, we, each of us, has a say in it. We don't actually have to do something about it. However, we just have to choose to say, okay, this reality, if we start to choose and really know that, okay, this reality does not work, and have the intention that you want to see something else, and you start to go and imagine, use your imagination, and start to look for alternatives. For example, if you look to the Ubuntu movement, it is starting. It's a slow start. However, that system is very different from what we have now. So whether our future is going to be like Ubuntu, some version of it, or completely different from Ubuntu, but also different from what we have now. It's me, each of us has a say in it. So when we stop being the victim, when we stop playing this game of being a victim or being the victimizer and start to become the empowered and infinite beings we all are, and don't have to play the game of black and white, good and bad, we can actually start to play a very different game, and that's what society is all going towards. Okay, so this is all I want to say for now. And the meditation tonight is actually a guidance for us to start to process and get rid of and let go of the mass programming that we're all under right now. We under the mass programming. However, that's actually not a given. We have a choice. We can start to tap back into our infinite being. And when we give that, when we make that choice, then the there'll be less and less support for the mass programming. And so the mass programming will have to be dissolved. And then a new system will be built up. Not overnight. However, as each of us make that choice to connect to who we truly are as infinite beings, then reality is going to change very quickly, more quickly than we think that it is possible. So let's, I'm just going to stop the recording now, and then when I come back again, I'll be going into the meditation part.